Welcome to Sip and Bite with the Rehoboth Foodie on Delaware 105.9. Brought to you in part by RehobothFoodie.com, the definitive website for restaurant news and reviews from Ocean City all the way to Dover and Points West. So join me for the next couple of hours as we explore everything food and drink on Delmarva, right here, right now, on Sip and Bite with the Rehoboth Foodie. Well, today, it's all about truffles. It's all about truffles, truffles, and more truffles. We're up to our tushes and truffles around here, and we're very excited. I can say tush. Don't look at me like that. I can say tush. I think I can. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask somebody. That being said, and it's already been said, and it's already out there, on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, at three of the Sodell Concepts restaurants, Blue Coast, Lupo Italian Kitchen, and Fish On, in that order, the very well-known truffle queen, queen of the truffles in the Carolinas, Susan Alexander, will be coming down here, and the chef-driven cuisine at Sodell Concepts will be pushed to its limits while they try to integrate pretty much anything that they can to tie them in with truffles. And we are very lucky to have corporate chef Doug Ruley with us today from Sodell Concepts. Hi, Uncle Doug. How are you?
How you doing? Good.
Nice to see you. Doug is a regular here, so he knows his way. He just walked in, sat down, put his headphones on. He didn't care. We are also lucky to have the president of the board of directors of Meals on Wheels, Lewis Rehoboth, with us, John Wolfley. John?
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, I am pleased that you're here. I've got all these executive this and executive that's and presidents around me. I'm so excited. But the entire event for the truffles is, of course, to benefit Meals on Wheels Lewis Rehoboth, which is the downstate, specifically downstate Meals on Wheels, and even more specifically, Sussex County.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
We service Lewis and Rehoboth, the zip codes of 19971, 19958. We actually go into Harbison a little bit as well, but we take care of our personal neighbors.
Right. We give where we live. I think I like saying that.
That's a nice thing to say.
Yes, we do. And thanks to Sodell Concepts stepping up to the plate quite literally. We are very excited to have Susan Alexander on the telephone with us today for the next couple of segments. So I'm going to try to squeeze all this stuff in while I can. Doug, Susan has sent you truffles, big old piles of truffles worth about $2,000 a pound. No wonder you had them sent in a Brinks truck.
Yeah.
And you guys came up with three amazing menus. Anybody who reads Cape Gazette has seen some of the excerpts from that. Tell us the thought process of how you integrated the truffles into these foods that you guys came up with.
Our company is seafood-based, so to have something like a truffle integrated is something kind of special. It's kind of a challenge also, because we're not dealing with your normal lamb, chicken, beef. You know, we're dealing with lobster, shrimp, fish. So
do these things generally not go with truffles?
Yes and no.
So you can make them do that.
Yeah, it's also a good tool for the chefs to bring steak tartare on the menu when we normally wouldn't have a steak tartare. So I think their excitement levels kind of jumped up a notch when they knew that they could pretty much, you know, everything was up for grabs.
They get to think out of the box.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the three menus that Jason wrote at Blue Coast, Chef Jason Dietrich, Chef Maurice Catlett at Fish On, and Chris Parks at Lupo, I think these are their menus. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell that's Jason's menu. You can tell it's Chris's menu. You can tell it's Maurice's menu.
So you can see these menus and see which of these guys wrote them.
Yeah, and each chef has different experiences with truffles. You know, one chef might have more experience than the other. So it's kind of a learning process for everybody. But I think the menus and talking to Susan over the past week, she's really excited and happy with the menus that we've come up with.
And she's a truffle expert. I mean, she grows these things from little tiny, teeny trufflets. I don't think that's a word, but I have made that up. They actually start with the trees. I mean, wait till you hear she has to tell me on the phone today. The trees are only 1 or 2 inches tall when they start.
That's crazy.
And they paint the roots.
And she uses pigs?
And she uses pigs. They have two little pot-bellied pigs, and you will learn their names. She's going to tell me their names on the show. And they have a dog, too, that they have trained to sniff out the truffles. And they just go around, and they find them out. I noticed you had the arancini.
Yes.
And I can't think of a better Italian dish to add truffles to, because truffles go with rice and risotto and all that. And that's kind of what an arancini is, you know, a fried risotto.
It's basically a fried risotto ball. And then the truffle aioli to go with it. I mean, it's going to be basically talking with Susan. She was like, don't season anything.
Oh, she said that.
Let
really?
The truffle bring out the seasoning. When you're going to hit herbs and salt and pepper, just kind of back off on that and try to bring the truffle essence out. We went over each course on all the menus, and she gave her
feedback
basically.
Yeah.
So she recommended truffle honey for some of them, truffle powder. She has dehydrated truffles. She has the fresh truffles. And each course went over step by step on what should be used. Truffle oil, the processes of bringing the truffle flavor out for vinaigrettes.
Yeah. And, now, she has salt, truffle salt,
right? Truffle salt, truffle butter.
And she's bringing that truffle-infused popcorn with her, right? Because I know you guys have one dish that's going to involve popcorn.
We have popcorn for Fish On's dessert, sweet corn ice cream with the popcorn.
Sounds good.
She also has a potato chip as well we're using with steak.
She has truffled potato chips. I did not know that. I don't think I got that in my goodie bag.
No, she didn't. I got the popcorn, though.
You got the popcorn. Yeah, so did I. Well, what is your feeling about what a truffle adds to a dish? And I know everybody says earthy, this or that. I find it to be a very, very difficult taste or aroma to describe. But you've been a chef for a long time, and goodness knows you put in your time in kitchens. What is your description? If you needed a certain taste or something, what would cause you to say, okay, I think I'm going to use truffles?
Earthy is a good, for mushrooms themselves, earthy is a good word to use to describe it. Truffle just brings out the elegance of the dish.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of almost floral.
I feel like there's a little bit of garlicky undertones, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just not as pungent as you think it was going to be.
Yeah.
And it's not as mushroomy and earthy. It's just a slight hint of earth, basically.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
And it just it elevates and just makes everything more elegant, I think.
Why should people, and of course we have to tell people about this because the things are almost sold out at this point. By the time people hear this, some of the restaurants will be very close to being sold out.
Right.
We're used to what you guys do. Each one of the Sodell restaurants has a concept, has a specific concept. Why should people who come to Blue Coast, let's say, all the time, twice a week and love it, I'm sure you have regulars, why will they particularly want to come to this? Where have you guys thought out of the box, and where have you extended yourselves to do something different than what they normally see on the menu?
Well, it's for Jason to express himself.
Yeah. They really get to know more about the individual executive chef at each individual restaurant.
Basically. And Blue Coast hardly ever closes for any events. And this is probably, besides doing the brunches that you've been to, which we do when we're closed anyway.
That Easter brunch was wonderful.
I've been there for 10 years, and this is the first time we've ever shut our doors on a normal night to host something this special. You know, since everybody's eating the same thing, there's more. I'm not going to say we don't have, you know, we don't watch the details on a normal basis, it's just elevated, you know. And his menu is great. We have octopus carpaccio, cockle chowder. The dessert sounds wonderful with plums and honeys.
I know the plum with the truffle honey got my attention.
With grilled raisin bread.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
And then the past hors d'oeuvres, the pickled rock shrimp with popcorn grits. And popcorn grits are made with popcorn. So.
Yeah.
That's something that it's very labor intensive and something that we probably wouldn't do on a normal, you know, normal day, normal shift. Jason's personality is going to come out.
Is this Susan's truffle popcorn that you're using for the grits? Or are you popping popcorn fresh?
I think we're going to pop the popcorn fresh.
Oh,
I think.
Man. I can just see you guys popping popcorn back there.
Popcorn, and then you cook it down and you grind it and strain it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I know everybody's looking forward to this, and the number of people that are signing up for it and getting their reservations, it's obvious that there's a whole lot going on, and it's going to be very, very interesting. And I'm going to talk about your very self-same restaurants for a second here, because you have an event coming up on April 30th that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's funny, I took a bottle of wine to a party 2 weeks ago. I didn't even notice what it was. I grabbed it on my rack, put it in a bag, I was in a hurry. And when I went there, it was from Frank Family Vineyards. And I freaked out because I had just recorded this spot for Delaware 105.9. And I wanted to tell you that chefs Alex Martinez and Ronnie Burkle will host a very special wine dinner at 6 p.m. on Thursday, April 30th at Northeast Seafood Kitchen in Ocean View. Enjoy the wines of Napa Valley's Frank Family Vineyards, along with four courses beginning with Applewood Smoked Scallops with Candied Bacon, along with Frank Family's 2014 Chardonnay. Then you get to dig into a roasted pepper-crusted filet with a sassafras and black cherry gastrique. The 2014 Eros Pinot Noir perfectly matches this beefy filet. And I'm going to take a break here and tell you, that's the one that I had. I'm telling you, it tastes like velvet. It's, and this is not me saying it because you guys are nice and yeah, you sponsor the show. It was delicious.
Sounds good.
Oh, I know. I mean, Bob Sabrini took a picture of the label. He rarely does that. If for anything, you want to try this. Last, of course, and certainly not least, is flourless chocolate with a blackberry ice cream in a crispy vanilla crepe. $65 per person covers it all except for gratuity. So contact Chris Medford for reservations at 302-537-1785. And, of course, Northeast Seafood Kitchen is a Sodell Concepts restaurant. But you know that. We will be back momentarily. We're listening to Sip and Bite with Rehoboth Foodie. We have in the next segment Susan Alexander talking to us all the way from the Carolinas. So do not leave us. The Eating Rehoboth Restaurant Tours are about to begin the 2015 season, and certificates for this year's tours make the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. After all, a sip and a bite at five downtown Rehoboth restaurants and a fun specialty shop all in 3 hours is hard to pass up. Eating Rehoboth walking tours include the newest eateries like Lula Brazil, Papa Grande's Coastal Taqueria, the newly reopened Bramble and Brine, and even the Olive Orchard Tasting Room. Treat your friends to Eating Rehoboth food tour gift certificates. Visit www.eatingrehoboth.com for details. Welcome back to Sip and Bite with Rehoboth Food, Delaware 1059. Well, we're talking today about Let There Be Truffles. Truffles, truffles everywhere on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at Blue Coast, Lupo Italian Kitchen, and Fish On. And much of this is through the courtesy and the generosity of none other than Susan Alexander of Black Diamond French Truffle Farm. And we are pleased to have her on the phones today. She has generously agreed to come here from her truffle orchard south of here in the Carolinas to tell us about truffles and to put truffles into three wonderful dinners to be presented by Sodell Concept chefs during that week. So without further ado, we will join Susan on the phones. Well, we are very pleased to have on the phone today none other than Susan Alexander, and she is the big boss, the big truffle boss. And welcome, Susan. I'm so pleased that you let me call you up to talk to you about this great event coming up.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's my pleasure to share the world of truffles, and what a great guy to share it with. So well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's, you know, I have to ask you this question. You know, Sussex County is known for its farms and its cultivators and all of these people we have here, but I don't think that there is one person that is raising truffles. I just have to ask you right off before we go into, you know, the event with Sussex Concepts and everything, what drew you to that? Was this a family thing, or did you just wake up one morning and say, you know, I need to search for fungus? What popped into your head?
Well, actually, I was riding in the car, and it came to me that I needed to search for fungus. Someone asked me, they said, what do you do with all your farmland? Because I had accumulated 300 acres over time.
Oh.
And the first 90 acres that I had purchased, I promised an elderly lady, no longer with us, Harriet Morris, that mm-hmm. I would not develop the property. It was beautiful. Had an earthen dam, big lake, just a beautiful piece of property, and she gave me a good deal for that. So it was all verbal, you know, on a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I was thinking, what can I do with the farmland? It needs to take care of itself. It needs to produce. And I thought, you know what? When they asked me, I said, I'm going to grow truffles.
Really?
And they looked at me kind of funny and said, in the U.S.? And I said, sure.
Yeah, that's the same reaction. Mm-hmm. They've said, you mean here in the U.S.? I say, she's here in the U.S.? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We brought in the spores from France, and we planted them much like the grapes that they did in Napa with the grafting, and we started about 8 years ago now. It had been done before I researched it, so there were a couple of people that had actually grown truffles. So I found that out, I guess, about 6 months into my research.
Uh-huh.
In your area, it would be hard to grow truffles because of the climate. They need more of a North Carolina climate, more of a southern climate.
Okay.
You have a lot of snow and a lot of freezes. They don't do too well in those areas. I'm not saying it can't be done at all, but it'd be much more difficult.
Is it a question of humidity, or is it more temperature, or probably both?
It's both. It's temperature. The other thing is the soil. It needs to have a lot of alkaline, but, you know, we have pine trees, so that goes against it. But what we do here is we raise the pH to about an 8.0 from about, we have tobacco land, from about a 5.0 to about an 8.0.
Okay. So the soil has to be a little bit more on the alkaline side.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. That's interesting. I've had a lot of fun writing about this event coming up. I've had the pleasure of putting the ads together and did a couple columns, as you know. And now, you use dogs, right, to search them out, or do you use pigs also?
I have pigs. The dogs are actually easier. The pigs are hard to get around the farm. They don't like to be separated.
Yeah.
They're better finders, but they've gotten quite large now. And
okay.
So it's much easier with the dogs. We have Miss Piggy and Charlie. They're on our website, and they're beautiful potbelly pigs, and they love to eat truffles, but they'd rather be served in their air-conditioned barn than to go out and hunt.
Well, wouldn't we all?
True.
That's funny.
So I have a Legoto, which is the only breed of dog. She's from Italy, Olivia. The only breed of dog that's recognized in the world to be a truffle finder. However, I have a new dog that's called Pepe Le Pew, after the skunk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He is something, let me tell you.
Oh.
He's an English sheepdog and a standard poodle mix, and I have put truffles in his water since he was young, only 8 months old now, and he is a truffle finder. So
amazing.
He beats my Legoto right now.
You trained him to recognize the scent.
Well, I did. I hid truffles in the house and outside when I would go. You know, I'm not a dog trainer, but I thought, well, this could work. And to my surprise, we were walking through the orchard one day. I wasn't even having him hunt, and he found a truffle. He went right over and started. He digs, though.
Yeah.
Now, he digs a little bit because he didn't have proper training, and it's okay, he'll stop. But he's very mild-mannered.
Uh-huh.
But the Legoto will go with its nose and just tap.
Uh-huh.
She's very good, too. She's a little bit timid, but anyway, I have two great truffle finders now.
Shows he's very polite about it.
He's very polite.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Well, this is our short segment, and we're going to pay the rent around here at Delaware 1059.
Okay.
Stay on the line, because I'm going to come back, because we have just a million things to talk about. We have the menus and everything else at Blue Coast and Lupo Italian Kitchen and Fish On, and all the Sodell guys are very excited about this, so...
Oh, they have
a
fabulous menu they put together. It's
Didn't
unreal.
They? Oh, I know. Well, these are talented people. They're talented people.
They really are. Very much so.
We will be back momentarily. You are listening to Sip and Bite with the Rehoboth Foodie on Delaware 1059. We're talking to Susan Alexander from you can hear my little beeper go off there, so you know we're timing this, from a Black Diamond Truffle Orchard. And we'll be back momentarily. Don't leave us. Welcome back to Sip and Bite with Rehoboth Foodie on Delaware 1059. We're talking to Susan Alexander from Black Diamond French Truffle Farm, who will be here on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd to donate her time to help out Meals on Wheels, Lewis Rehoboth. We are on the phone with Susan Alexander. This is quite an entrepreneur, Susan Alexander, and she is doing something rather unusual. And because she is so kind and so generous, she is bringing some of that talent and some of the results of that talent here to Sussex County on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, when she's going to visit three of the Sodell Concepts restaurants, Blue Coast, Lupo Italian Kitchen, and Fish On, to bring her beautiful truffles to the chefs there. And they're going to do a lot of creating together. Welcome back, Susan. Thank you.
Oh, sure. It's my pleasure. And it's my pleasure to bring truffles to you all. I love to share the truffles.
Well, your generosity, I mean, everybody here is blown away. And, of course, goodness knows they would have had to land on a flying saucer around here not to know that that the thing is to benefit Meals on Wheels Lewis Rehoboth, which
Absolutely.
Is our more or less local Southern Sussex Meals on Wheels. And they are everybody's just kind of blown away by how you have stepped up to the plate. Talk a little bit, before we get into the menus and everything, talk a little bit about the process. How does one plant a truffle? Does one dig and go down to those roots? How does that work?
Well, actually, as you mentioned, they're actually a fungus. So what you do is you have spores from the truffle that you would like to produce.
Okay.
So we're talking about my orchard where I produce French truffles. So I brought truffles in from France. And then you have a solution. Everyone has a different way of doing it. I had a mycologist do it for me. I'm not an expert in that area. So what he did was he took his own solution, mixed it with the spores, painted it on the root tips of very, very young trees.
Oh, okay. So you go down to the roots themselves.
You go down to the roots, and you use trees that are just saplings, like maybe an inch to two high, and grow.
All right.
And typically use hazelnut or oak trees. The hazelnut trees will produce in about anywhere from 5 to 10 years. The oak trees will produce typically after 12 years. So what you do is it's called inoculum. You produce this inoculum. You inoculate the root tips of the tree. You wait for mycorrhiza that's actually the truffle fungus to start to grow.
Right.
It's about a year in the greenhouse, the growth. Then you go out to the field, which you've made fallow, which you've prepped, have the pH just right, and soil conditions and irrigation conditions right, and then you're ready to go. Then you just pray.
So when
you water, you pray.
But it takes a long time for them to develop to what you hope that they'll develop to.
They do. They grow along with the root tips of the trees, so the longer the roots go, the more mature the truffle becomes. You could see them actually, if you have mycorrhiza on the root, in just 3 to 4 years, but they're very tiny. Need a microscope. They're very tiny. And then as the seasons go on, you develop larger truffles. Depending, it's much like corn, you know, it depends on the weather,
right,
if you're going to have a good crop or not.
Right.
My truffles come in from December to March. We don't want a lot of rain. We'd love a snow, and we like a lot of thunder and lightning and rain, because back in the way, way back days, centuries ago, that's what everyone believed in. The truffles were created from lightning and rain.
Oh, so isn't that interesting?
Being a little superstitious, we like that to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, something. I know that the lightning changes the nature of the air a little bit in terms of ozone and nitrogen and all that. So maybe that is part of it. What inspired you to create the different products that you make from truffles? I know you have the truffled popcorn. I know you have the truffled salt, and I know some of this is going to be integrated. I'm looking at Big's menu here. And he has got, can you imagine what that poutine's going to be like when he puts it together? Because this
is going to be unreal.
Crispy duck fat fried fingerling potatoes. Those words in that order, that's all I need to hear.
I know, it makes your mouth water. I was speaking with one of the chefs earlier from Blue Coast, and I was so hungry. My mouth was definitely watering.
These guys are amazing. So are they just going to shave the truffles onto the various dishes, or are there other things, like do you put them in a food processor? Do you marinate them in something? What are the various ways you can prepare a truffle to be put into a dish?
Okay, there's a lot of different ways. Typically in Europe, what they do is they grate the truffle over a pasta dish. I mean, they'll charge you typically anywhere up to $50. They say, would you like us to grate this? And it's very, very fine. It's a delicacy, so you really don't want to cook truffle. You just want to use it as shavings or pieces or fine slices to enhance the flavor. You really want it so what you taste with every bite is that truffle.
Okay, amazing.
Just much like a fine wine, right, to complement your food.
So you don't really, you wouldn't go in and mess with the wine and add ginger ale, even though I know people would do that.
No, and we like to here in the U.S. You know, I'm one of the great blenders. I love to add all different garlic and, you know, a little pepper and everything. But with the truffle, you really can't. And in Europe, they don't.
Yeah.
They like its pure flavor. It comes out on its own. Mm-hmm. If you do use a strong garlic or other spice, a lot of times you lose that flavor.
Well, I'm seeing here black truffle arancini. I love arancini. And you can just imagine how delicious that's going to be with the rice. And I guess he's going to put the peas in there and all the traditional stuff. And mushroom risotto with a truffle jus. I guess he's going to just grate it very small and just let it kind of bubble in the juices from the mushrooms.
Well, you can actually, I don't know what Chef is going to do, but what I do is I actually simmer a couple of truffles and make broth. And it's absolutely wonderful. You've got your truffles that are left. You can freeze those, and then you've got this delicious broth that tastes like truffles throughout your dish. So there's a lot of tricks, a lot of different ways you can do things. They'll be fortunate to have a truffle supply at home. I mean, you can use shiitake mushrooms or even button mushrooms, but shiitake would probably be the best, I find. Add a little truffle oil, little truffle salt, put it in a mashed potato, and you'll think you have truffles.
Amazing.
I mean, it is. It changes it to luxury.
Yeah, yeah. And that's interesting, too. And I latched on to what you said when you said a little truffle oil.
Uh-huh.
So many people complain people overuse it. And I actually do that. I tend to go off on my website enough already with the truffle oil. But there are places around here, Touch of Italy Restaurant, for example, who happens, in addition to Sodell, to be a sponsor of this show. No,
sure.
I slipped that in, Susan. Isn't that impressive?
Nice, like that.
I slipped that in obliquely. But they have a thing called the focaccia robiola, and it's a very, very thin focaccia it's almost like a pizza sandwich, but it's very thin.
Okay.
He don't truffle oil on it, but they mix it very, very gently. It's like 90% high-quality olive oil, 10% truffle oil, and it is delicious.
Oh, I know. And that's what you can do.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Yeah. And so I guess it's all just like the fine wine you're talking about. It's all in knowing how to apply it to the dish.
Right. A lot of your truffle oil, you want to watch to make sure it is made with a good oil, a good olive oil. If it's green, it's a really good sign that you've got some good stuff, a little bit heavy. Some of the truffle oils, they actually infuse truffle rather than have some of the chemical, which the chemical, they use so little of it. Everybody in Europe kind of develops their own fragrance for this truffle oil, depending on what truffles they grow, and they do use a little chemical. But it's becoming natural, organic now, too, where at home you can take a lid of a jar and go ahead and put a couple truffle slices on top, and then add olive oil, put the lid on the jar, and voila, in about 7 days, you have a wonderful truffle oil.
See, and that now that to me sounds good, and it would be something you could use sparingly. And of course, the Sodell boys are going to be the same way.
Right.
I know they're going to be very careful and very very artistic, because it's amazing, this operation. They have 8 restaurants, and the whole operation is very chef-driven. And so it's fun to know these guys. Well, you know, I don't want to give away too much of the secrets, because I know one of the things that you're doing when you come down here so generously on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd is you're actually going to go out and talk to the people who have bought tickets and who are eating these truffle-infused appetizers, entrees, and desserts. So I don't want to give away all the good stuff and say, well, I'm not going to buy
so
a ticket.
I have so much good stuff, Bob. It's no problem. Okay. I do. I have hours and hours of good stuff.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're looking forward to meeting you. We really are. And everybody down here is
I'm
very excited. You've become a bit of a star around here, and we haven't even met you face to face yet. So
that's great.
Just
I think the truffle's the star, but I'll ride along. That's good.
tell us some of the products you're bringing down to let the chefs use.
I have 4 different types of truffles, and I might let those be a surprise, depending on how the chef would like to use those. But they're from different seasons. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Absolutely wonderful the way that you can blend those with the different entrees and things depending on the seasonings that they need. Of course, I'll have the tuber melanosporum, which is the truffle I grow, the black diamond French truffle. It's the second most sought after in the world. And if you could just smell the aroma, fragrance, you would know why. Just very strong, earthy, musty, sometimes a little bit sweet, but very intense flavor. But you know what they say about truffles. I'll quote Truffle Book. They smell like old socks and sex. So where are you going to get that?
And where are you going to get the, well, actually, there's a lot of places you can get that, but, you know, I'm thinking of my youth. Or maybe it's old. Maybe it's old sex and socks. I don't know whether.
Well, it'll bring it right back.
That's exactly right, Susan. What a pleasure getting to talk to you. I so appreciate your letting me call you and make you part of the show today.
Oh, I loved it.
And it will be just 2 weeks where I will get to meet you in person.
Yes, that'll be my pleasure. Wow, I'm excited.
We're going to have a lot of fun. You are listening to Sip and Bite with Rehoboth Foodie. We are approaching the top of our first hour, but we're not there yet. We're going to take a short break. And again, we thank Susan Alexander for taking the time out of her day to talk to us. And we will be back in the studio, so do not go anywhere. Make your smartphone even smarter with Rehoboth in My Pocket, the ultimate travel app for Delaware's Cape region. Rehoboth in My Pocket features the latest on outdoor activities like hiking, biking, sailing, surfing, and paddleboarding. Plus, fun stuff kids, parking, shopping, pharmacies, food delivery, golf, cooking classes, state parks, gyms, home services, festivals, online reservations, churches, special events, and the Rehoboth Foodie's exclusive restaurant reviews. Rehoboth in My Pocket from iTunes or Google Play. It's all about Ocean City this week as Touch of Italy celebrates magic and OC Restaurant Week in the Big Pink Holiday Inn at 67th in the Water. On April 16th, the Ocean City Touch of Italy is proud to bring the exciting Magic Dinner Theater in the very intimate wine cellar. Magician Rick Block from Dickens Parlor Theater will amaze and entertain during your gourmet dining experience. Learn more about this always popular event by visiting touchofitaly.com. Ocean City Restaurant Week starts on Sunday, April 19th, and the Ocean City Touch of Italy has crafted a mouthwatering menu for the week-long celebration of OC Eats. The cost, $24.95 per person, and includes Touch of Italy's handmade ravioli and special entrees created specifically for this OC celebration of food. Call 302-703-3090 or visit touchofitaly.com. Touch of Italy, more than just a touch. It's the real thing. And you agree with that, John. You are a fan of Touch of Italy.
Absolutely. I go there and eat fairly often, and I stop by and pick up a cookie or two on the way out because they are just the best.
They really are good. I can't walk. And, you know, they get you. They know how to get you. You eat, and then you walk by those cool cases, and there are the ricotta cookies sitting there.
You see, my favorite are the Pignoli cookies.
Oh, the Pignolis. I love them.
Yeah.
John is the president of the governing board for Meals on Wheels Lewis Rehoboth, feeding our homebound neighbors in Central Sussex County, specifically Rehoboth, Lewis, and Harbison. John, tell us a little bit about the event, this whole truffle event and everything you all have heard from Susan talking in the last two segments, all funnels into this wonderful cause.
You know, this is an interesting event that we're putting on, and it came to us in a very nice way. One of the problems we have in raising money in southern Delaware is that everybody has to go to the same person every single time for a donation. And so having an event like this and centered around truffles and doing it in a dinner format just makes it very interesting.
And it's a one-of-a-kind, right? I mean, this isn't going to be repeated probably.
You know,
this is a lot of effort.
It's not only one-of-a-kind, but as Doug Rooley was talking about the menus being developed, usually a chef is told what the customer wants. The chef isn't told, be creative, come up with some ingenious things, and serve them. It's your day. And so I think these menus are just fantastic and are going to be phenomenal. Three nights of truffle-centric eating.
Well, I mean, plums drizzled with truffle honey. Really?
Yeah.
It's like I'm going to need a dozen of those delivered to my house by midnight. That sounds so good. I mean, Meals on Wheels, people hear about Meals on Wheels all the time. They're all over the place. But what is special about the one we have at Lewis Rehoboth? What are the statistics? How many drivers, how many people do you see when you drive out to help our homebound neighbors?
We feed approximately 300 clients yearly. And unlike the other agencies in the state, we are the only non-agency associated with a church or an organization. We are an independent organization. And when it comes to that, we feed approximately 125,000 meals annually. We are the only organization that feeds three meals a day. So we take care of 21 meals a week for each one of our clients.
That's a lot of miles.
Our miles, you know, it's a funny thing. Just in the two areas that we serve, we drive about 88,000 miles annually, and that's done by about 90 volunteer drivers.
Wow.
So it's quite a group of people that support this.
I have been to Fish On when they're setting up and loading their cars, and the kitchen is running full blast, banging out these meals, and it is a mob scene.
You know, it's a good restaurant operation. They have it down. They just know how to do it, and it rolls pretty quickly. I was there yesterday, as a matter of fact, and one of our young drivers, who's going to be 86 in a few weeks, has just finished her 23rd year of driving, and she's going to go for 25 years and then see how much longer she wants to do it.
I don't blame her one little bit. That's a wonderful idea.
So we have a great group of volunteers that deliver. We have contingency plans, obviously, for bad mm-hmm. weather, but 125,000 meals is a sizable number of meals.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, we look forward to having fundraisers and different things that can support and help this program along.
Yeah. And this isn't the only one. Coming up in June is the Top Chef of the Culinary Coast competition, which is one of the three major events that helps with Meals on Wheels Lewis Rehoboth stay and keep doing what they're doing.
Top Chef is a wonderful event. We have about 500 people for that, and it's a guest-voted competition, so it's really very unique.
John Wolfley, thank you. Thank you very much for being with us. You're listening to Sip and Bite with Rehoboth Foodie. We are at the top of our first hour. We're going to have some local news and then national news, and then we will return with another hour. So don't leave us.